my newest book is called Where I Belong. It's the story of Milagros Vargas, who is a senior in high school. She likes to be called Millie. She was born in Guatemala and her parents brought her to the United States as an infant. Like Millie, I was also born in Guatemala and I came to the United States when I was a baby. But Millie's story is different. She has three siblings who were born in the United States, and sometimes she's not sure where she belongs. Her mother's employer is running for to be senator of Texas. As a Senate candidate, he wants to help Dreamers and other asylum seekers. He wants to offer citizenship for people like Millie who were brought to the United States when they were babies and children. And during one of his campaign speeches, he talks about Millie and her family as deserving immigrants. And this thrusts her into the spotlight, which is the last place she wants to be. All of a sudden, people are pushing her to be an advocate for undocumented immigrants, to tell her story so that the world can see. But she doesn't want to do that. She's scared and she wants to keep her private details. I'm going to read an excerpt where a journalist is trying to convince her to tell her story. Millie, the reason I wanted to meet you, interview you, is because you've taken the opportunity your parents gave you and done so much. Your mother told me you've never brought home a B on your report card. Do you have any idea how proud she is of you? It's what I'm supposed to do, I say. That's what I want to show the world, Millie, that there are millions of people coming to this country for the same reason the pilgrims came here, to make a better life for their families. These are the kind of stories we need to tell if we're going to combat the fear, misinformation, and downright racist attitudes about people like you and your family. I understand that, but I'm just not sure. I don't really want people to know everything about me. So Millie has to make the choice of whether she's going to tell her story and tell the story of undocumented immigrants, or if she's going to protect her fears and her family. With that choice of telling her story comes the danger to her family, threats and hate on social media. So that's the decision that she has to make in my book, Where I Belong.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.